Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO.
Welcome to Cinema Wars. You'll notice that I am not Aaron Eno, who is your normal host for these battles, wars, if you will. I'm Brad Roberts. I am guest hosting at the bequest of Aaron because I promised that I would, and I begged and pleaded that I could, and so he let me. Today's question on Cinema Wars is, what is the best chick flick of all time? And joining me today are three experts on the nature of chick flicks. We have Brenna Busby, Johnny Newhart, and Nikki Skeens. The way Cinema Wars works is I will introduce them. They will introduce what their contender for best chick flick. Then I will say 3, 2, 1, go, and they will go at it, fighting. They'll just like yell at each other and stuff. It'll be a great time. Or they'll have a really calm discussion. That happens sometimes too. So Johnny, you responded first. What is your chick flick? And say hi to the people.
Hi, I chose Titanic.
Titanic. Okay. Okay, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Brett?
I'm okay.
I chose Mean Girls.
Mean Girls?
Yes.
Okay. Brenna?
I chose How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
All right. All right, so Mean Girls, Titanic, and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Which is the best chick flick? 3, 2, 1...
Do you want to go first, Nikki?
Go.
Go ahead.
All right.
He's being very polite.
For now.
For a sneak attack at the end. All right. Nikki told me I can go, and I chose Titanic. I chose Titanic because not only is it one of the most memorable films, it also has historical significance, so it's based off of a true historic event, so that draws in some of the emotions as well, because people have real emotional ties to that event. And on top of that, everyone, like, when they hear of the movie Titanic, they think of the phrase, "Don't let go," and that god-awful Celine Dion song. Like, those are just things that are cemented in people's brains. So, like, even guys enjoy this movie. So I think that deserves some merit on this. It has so many memorable quotes, like, a lot of people believe that Leo deserved an Oscar for it. It's just one of the more memorable films.
I'm with you on that. I almost picked that one, to be honest.
I hate Titanic.
Do you really?
I can't stand That's Titanic. That's so depressing.
I was either going to pick... It? Yeah, why don't you like it? Go ahead.
I don't like sad movies. I can't stand sad movies. I feel like if I want to watch a movie, I want it to be happy. I like happy movies because real life is already so sad and everything you see like everywhere else is super sad. So I don't want to sit down for 2 hours and watch a movie that leaves me crying.
I was going to pick a Notebook, that's a but that's point. Why I didn't pick the Notebook.
I can't stand the Notebook either for that same reason.
It's sad, yeah. So I picked Mean Girls for the fact that it's more of a fun movie. Like, you have all your girl drama, you got your love relationships, you got everything in one thing, and every girl can relate to Mean Girls, even though it's kind of like really dramatic at some point. And I don't know that there's a girl that's never seen Mean Girls, ever. So I think that's definitely like the top chick flick. Like, everybody knows Mean Girls, everybody can quote "We Wear Pink on Wednesdays" and everything that goes along with Mean Girls.
I like Mean Girls.
Yeah,
me too. I feel like I've watched it so many times at this point, though, that I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, is something else going to happen? But
then when people get mad, they still call people Regina George.
Yeah, that
true.
Too.
True statement. Mean Girl probably has the most number of memes in the chick flick world.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
That's a great look. I haven't seen that.
I'm not sure I want to see that either.
No, not completely. Okay. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, man. Okay. It was a tough choice, but this is one of my favorite movies because, one, Matthew McConaughey is like, oh, man, I would, so many inappropriate things going through my mind right now about Matthew McConaughey because, oh, my God, okay.
He's an attractive man.
He is, oh, attractive doesn't even begin to describe it. Like, that's, okay. I'm gonna derail from that topic, but
It's also a movie about, it's funny. It's a funny movie because, I don't know, have you guys seen it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love that movie.
I think I've seen it once, but I'm not sure I paid attention.
It's about, first of all, Kate Hudson is the main female character, and she's perfect. I want to be her. But she is writing an article for a magazine. So, of course, journalism's thrown in there, so I watch that movie, whatever. But she is going through 10 days and is trying to annoy this guy so badly that he breaks up with her. And the funny part of the plot is that he is also trying to prove to his boss that he can sustain a relationship for the same amount of time. So she's trying to annoy the crap out of him, and he's trying to like make sure that she's completely happy in their relationship. But it's really funny because the things that she does are the things that women normally do in relationships that scare guys off. So she gets very super clingy, super attached, shows up at like his guy nights, gets him like matching shirts with him, and she buys a dog for him and like the least manly dog on the planet, and it's fantastic. And then of course the dog pees on the pool table and it's just a mess there. And she's like the super, she like acts like she's the super emotional, and like, it's crazy because it's so funny, because I feel like sometimes it's how I act. I probably don't mean to act that way. And most people don't. But it's so funny because it's real life. And I love that. And I just like funny movies. Funny movies are awesome.
Yeah. I don't know how this is about to be a war, because I love both Titanic and yeah. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. But I think, like, on like the war side, I just like Mean Girls more, because honestly, Titanic's a sad movie. Like, you know something's gonna happen bad because they're in the middle tragedy. Of an ocean in the yeah. middle of winter. Like, something's gonna happen that's bad. So I don't know. I think I like happy endings like Brenna more than I like
sad. Yeah, I think it depends on what you're looking for in that day.
Yeah.
I don't really like historical movies either. So like, Titanic's out on that end. Like, I don't really. This sounds really bad, but when I'm watching movies, I don't really like to learn. I'm like, you know,
that's true.
I don't really want to think too much, or like, I don't want to put a lot of work into this. I just want to sit here and watch this movie and see what happens.
And relax.
Yeah, it sounds so lazy, but I'm like, I don't, you know, I'm just going to watch this movie. Like, I don't say, oh, let's go watch a movie so I can learn some interesting facts and write a report on it. Like,
I do like learning interesting facts, though, because those are the YouTube holes I go down. Like, I'll follow, like, the science behind how Marvel characters could actually have their powers. Like, I go down, like, weird knowledge holes on YouTube, so that's more what I'm personally drawn to. But again, I think that does depend on what you like, because that's what you prefer to just watch it, like some people do. I prefer to actually think about it. And then some people prefer to cry because they don't get to, and some people prefer to be happy because some people cry too much.
So on a side note, speaking of crying, I was watching Grey's Anatomy last night, bawling my eyes out, and Zach walked in and was like, why are you bawling your eyes out?
Were you watching the new episode?
No, I'm only on season 5. I'm watching Netflix.
Okay.
And yeah, so just side note of crying.
Grey's Anatomy makes me cry. If I could pick like the best series, it's a chick flick, it would be Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, yes. Oh my goodness, I can't. Okay.
That's one of the few ones I've never watched, so I can't.
Crying, chick flick, oh my goodness. I can't.
Kay. See, I feel like you guys normally think chick flicks involve a lot of crying, but there are some chick flicks that aren't like Nicholas Sparks. Nicholas Sparks is all tears.
Well,
but
like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and Mean Girls, like, you don't cry watching those.
No.
And guys watch them, too. I can guarantee you, Brad, have you seen Mean Girls?
Oh, yeah. I've seen every single one of those movies at least twice.
Okay. So there we go.
So see, guys watch these, too.
I think my other problem with Titanic is it's really long.
Oh, my
I don't
goodness.
Have the attention span for that. Like, that sounds, once again, that sounds so bad. But I need my movie short, and I have no absolute, like,
I do like to have them long, though, so I can have them in the background.
Whatsoever.
Well, see, another thing with Titanic is that I feel like you can always find it on television. Like, Mean Girls at one point, yes, but, like, it's kind of, like, fading out. Same with.
Is it on Netflix now?
I think it might be.
I think it might be. They just put How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days on Netflix.
Did they? I was going to say, that was never on that before.
A few days
ago. I have it on DVD.
I'm so excited. I do. I have two copies of it on DVD.
Do you really?
How'd you end up with two? Did you, like, take
the first one started to skip, and so I bought another one, and then the first one worked again. I don't know.
I wonder if it was the player.
I don't know. I watched it enough for two discs, though, so it's okay.
I feel like this is a lot more civil than the last one I did.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know how this is going to be a work, because I like them both, but my only aspect of Titanic was that it's long and makes people cry. Long
and crying. And I honestly start to fall asleep watching it now just because I've seen it so many times.
When I was a kid, I would fall asleep too.
Yeah.
But as an adult, like I said, I personally play movies in the background to just have background noise most of the time when I'm working on stuff. So for me, that works. So I guess it, again, depends on your audience.
I panic, yeah.
I don't know. I really like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because... This sounds weird. That's what I want my life to be, okay? I want to be her. I want to work at that magazine with all of the girls that know absolutely nothing about anything. And it just keeps getting worse for me. And I definitely want Matthew McConaughey to fall in love with me 100% all the way there. And he rides a motorcycle. And motorcycles scare me, but I will make that concession for him. I think he's worth it. And also, he, like, chases her down at the end in the taxi across, like, a bridge in traffic. And I'm like, okay. You know, if you go that far, you can have me. I'm in.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I will
awesome.
Tell you, if you trust the person who's driving the motorcycle, it is fun, though. Because I've gone on multiple rides with my parents.
I also like her clothes. That's another thing. Yeah. Her clothes are fantastic. Oh, and the jewelry. Yep. I'm in.
See, Mean Girls is kind of the same way. Because they, like, the little... click and they're all rich and have all this nice stuff and everything, and then like it's really funny because she ends up taking the other girl's boyfriend at the end and making her fat.
Yeah,
she makes her like eat all that food and telling her she's gonna lose weight. She ends up being fat. I don't know, I just think it's comical.
I think that's the funny. Reason I like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days better than Mean Girls is because it's not mean-spirited and it's not high school drama. It's more like, you know, people living their lives and trying to do stuff to advance their careers. And I would like to think that's what my future is going to be like. I have no idea. But I've always liked to watch movies that are more set, like, not in my age group. That way, it's not, like, the same thing I'm experiencing. Because Mean Girls is basically, you know, college.
I was going to say, that kind of makes sense if you think about it like that. I'm kind of going to bash all Mean Girls. But, yeah, it's completely... girls just being so rude to each other. I'm bashing on my own movies.
An interesting strategy.
Well, you're hoping to see that, like, picked a good movie because you're willing to think about it. I don't know.
I'm willing to think about my movie even in the bad parts of my movie. Okay.
I will make sure to take that into consideration.
Okay.
Knows it's bad.
It's not a bad movie. They're just mean girls, not a bad hence movie. The name.
I also will say that How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days has awesome music. Especially in the motorcycle scene when he's trying to teach her how to ride the motorcycle. And I think it's Rascal Flatts that plays at that point in time. But man, I love when music perfectly fits a scene in movies. And that's something that I don't normally pay much attention to because if you remember, I don't think during movies. But... it's super awesome because you're like, it's one of those moments where you like feel super empowered and you're like, well, maybe I can go learn how to ride a motorcycle. Like, she's doing it. Like, why can't I?
I don't know if there's a training facility around here, but you're actually old enough. I think you can at like 16.
I should never sit on a motorcycle. Even I shouldn't be 10 feet within the radius of a motorcycle. I can't even drive a car.
So like, I don't even listen to like the music in the movies. Like, I don't pay attention. Like, is there music in Mean Girls? I've never paid attention to that, to be honest.
I think there's a couple short segments.
Just kidding. There's, like, a couple spots where, like, they, like, dance and stuff, but I don't remember.
I don't know. I think most
I'm very bad at noticing the details, to be honest.
Oh.
Is it Santa
somehow
Baby?
Somehow I feel like
yeah,
I'm the
yeah, they
exact
dance to Santa Baby.
Opposite. Like, I can... maybe it's just because I've seen this movie so many times, but, like, I can perfectly picture, like, most scenes and, like, what's going on in them and, like, what's happening and, like, the little dumb things. Like, and that's so weird. But, like, I get you guys have both, you've all seen it. But I really like the part where she sits down on his bed and it's a water bed and it just goes, like, up and down. And I'm like,
oh, man.
I've always wanted to sit on one of those things, but... clearly, obviously, I was watching that movie as a child. Because I probably saw this movie for the first time when I was little. Because my mom really likes it. And I think I was like, what is that? And, you know, she's like, it's a waterbed. Like, what do you mean? And I was like, can I have one? And she was like, no, you cannot have one. But, you know, my dreams were crushed then. But maybe I'll get one now.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I pretty much want that movie to be my life.
My mind went morbid now because I was thinking about the scene where Edward Scissorhands from Edward Scissorhands, like, attacks the waterbed.
I've never seen that.
He doesn't know what it is, and like he pokes it, and like the water comes bursting out like a geyser. He tries to stop it, and he puts like multiple holes on it.
I only watch happy rom-coms. I've never seen that.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen that. I'm sorry.
Edward Scissorhands is a great movie too.
Is it a chick flick?
It's romantic.
Really?
It's a romantic thing, yeah.
Hmm. I've never seen that.
It's more like gruesome because it's like Tim Burton, but it is a romantic movie.
Yeah. I
also really like movies set in a city because I've never like been to any larger cities. Like, I mean, I live near Pittsburgh, but yeah. I only kind of, and like, I don't really live there. So it's always interesting to see like how characters like, they're like, oh, let me just get in a taxi and go to work. Yeah. Or like stop at the coffee shop and pay $5 to get a coffee every morning on the way to work. And I'm like, I live in New Concord. Like, you know, I go to the Circle K sometimes, but like, I don't have enough time for that. Like, I wish a taxi would pick me up in front of my dorm.
So if I ever go to New York, I feel like I'm going to be like Buddy the Elf. And like when he first goes to New York, just like looking up at everything and like an amazement at everything. That's going to be me if I ever go.
I remember doing that as a kid when I went to Columbus for the first time.
Yeah, like I'm so used to like Columbus and Pittsburgh and stuff now. Like, I want to like go see New York and stuff. We're getting off the topic of movies, but that's okay. I incorporated Buddy the Elf.
We're incorporating movies in our hands. Yeah,
I'm talking about movies, Buddy the Elf. That's fantastic.
Elf is kind of a rom-com.
Yeah.
Sort of a chick flick.
Yeah, it can be. There is love in that movie. Yes, Buddy the Elf.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That one has a lot of
the other like elf lady in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
It has like a lot of different genres turned into it.
Yeah.
Why are you picking your topic?
Why did I not pick Elf? I mean, you've already bashed Mean Girls, so you can switch halfway through to Elf. I don't know if there's any rules against that.
What do you say, Brad?
I mean, y'all got like 10 minutes left.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Buddy the Elf as a relationship movie here then.
I just, like, in Elf, they make it seem so preposterous that someone would fall in love with that actress.
I know. Yeah. She's
incredibly
so
attractive.
Pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. And then her singing voice, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yes.
Like, their relationship is so weird. No, they're just two, like, attractive people who have met, and one happens to be Will Ferrell.
What?
That's my synopsis of Elf.
Clearly, you should write movie synopses.
And he tries to, he even loves animals. He tries to give the raccoon a hug.
Aww,
and the forest.
Yeah,
doesn't sound like
and
that.
And then the raccoon like attacks him.
Aww.
Yes.
See, that sounds like something the three of you would do or try to do if you ever went to New York.
What?
Like, see a raccoon and be like, "Aw."
I would never try.
I would not touch
a raccoon. No. Chicken, maybe.
No.
No.
I have chickens.
I would never try to hug wild animals.
Dogs.
That just seems dog.
Dogs.
Yes.
Dogs.
Like random rabid, like.
No.
Like,
well, we'd be able to tell if it was rabid.
Wandering dog.
Because it'd have the foam.
That's true.
We'd be able to tell if it was rabid.
Like a cute dog, not like a crazy
dog. Right, no, yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
We're talking like purse puppies, not Cujo.
No, I don't like purse puppies.
I don't either.
Those are little yip-yip things,
yeah.
And I can't do.
I can't stand those.
Mm-mm. I want, like, we're getting so off topic.
I know.
Today.
Well, I feel like in a city, little dogs would be better. Just because of space concerns. Because I don't think you can have a husky easily in New York.
I feel like in a city, I need a bigger dog even more. Because you never know like what's going to happen. Like, if you're going for a walk, I'd rather be walking my pit bull than my little chihuahua.
True.
Mm-hmm. The only little dog I think I'd ever get is a Pomsky.
I want a Pomsky.
I don't like little dogs at all.
I like terriers,
too. Not even
a
little bit.
Pomskies. You never seen... Have you seen a Pomsky?
Mm-hmm.
How cute are they, though?
I don't like little dogs.
Oh.
They remind me of little fluffy rats.
What's the dog that they get in 10 Things I Hate, not 10 Things I Hate About You, How to Lose a Guy.
It's a little,
I think it's ugly.
It's a scary looking rat creature that should be found in the sewers of New York City is what it is. I don't know.
Is it one of those like, is it one of the ones that are like missing fur?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, doesn't really have any fur on its body, but it has like fur on its tail and on its head near its ears. I don't know what it is.
That sounds like a dog with a skin condition.
But it's like, I don't know what kind of condition it had, but I didn't like it. And it was even worse when she put the flannel on it. Oh, boy.
I thought it was ugly.
It was
mean
an
girl,
ugly
she
dog.
Has a dog. Doesn't she have, like, a little chihuahua or something? Mom?
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, she got a little, like, chihuahua-looking thing. Ooh, yeah,
that's yes, that's it.
You can't see this, but Brad has shown us a picture of the girl, of the dog, and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, that looks just like a dog with a skin condition.
And it looks like a rat.
It looks like a sewer rat.
It looks like a rat.
That is probably, I will give you, that's the only bad thing about this movie, is the dog.
Dogs that look terrible can still have the greatest
heart.
If you
get a chance, go Google this dog, because that might be the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
It might be. Like, it might have won an award for it. I'm, best sewer dog.
Oh my goodness.
So bad.
I don't know if best sewer dog is a real, like, award.
Oh, yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Best sewer dog.
Why doesn't Splinter win
this
then?
Best movie sewer dog. I don't know. Rat dog.
Rat dog. Are you actually looking it up?
No, I'm not. Yeah.
The one positive thing I can say about Titanic is that on the VHS tapes, you can almost use it as a step stool because they're so big.
I was going to say, isn't there like multiple VHS tapes?
Yeah, there's two VHS tapes. In in the DVD, there's extended scenes, so that's cool.
That's the only positive thing I can find about Titanic. You can use the VHS tapes as a step stool.
Well, thank you for adding to my cause.
If anybody has VHS tapes anymore.
Yeah. I used to. I watched it at my old house on VHS before I moved.
All of these movies probably came out in VHS at one point, right? They're all kind of old.
Well, they're saying because mine has two.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days did not.
No, Mean Girls might have, but I'm pretty sure How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days didn't. I don't know that I've ever seen
it on
VHS.
No, because they were still using VHS like into 05, I thought.
No.
I think the last movie I bought on VHS was Coyote Ugly.
It's a good movie.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that movie.
It's not a chick flick.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I would consider it a chick flick, just more edgy one.
Maybe not a rom-com.
Yeah.
Yeah, but chick flick and rom-com are two separate.
That's fair, yeah.
Brenna is researching for us when the last VHS tapes were made.
No, I
was
going to
say, Brenna probably has
VHS.
The newest movie of us, too.
Hmm? I do. It was made in 2003.
True. Yeah.
03, wow.
Yeah, they don't sell it on VHS.
So is the consensus just that there haven't been good rom-com chick flicks in the past 10 years?
I think
13 years at this point?
I think the problem is that most of the chick flicks they're making have been Nicholas Sparks chick flicks, and they're all very sad, very like...
They all have some kind of intense depression.
Yeah, intense drama that's like just... It's real
like,
and
a bit
it's
overpowering.
Sad, and it's, yeah, it just takes over the whole story.
What's the one... Where she has cancer and the boy ends up having cancer too and
Fault in Our Stars.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's depressing.
That's not Nicholas Sparks, but that's
no,
in the
but
same.
It's still such a depressing movie. Oh, like I don't
I hate
like
those
that.
Movies. I hate them. I need happy, okay?
Yeah.
I cry myself asleep to not enough.
Even though I chose Titanic, I don't watch the newer ones that are completely depressing from the beginning.
Another one that is classified as a chick flick is Twilight, and I just think those are weird.
The first one, the commentary is better than the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah, I did read the books. That's probably the only series of books I've ever read in my life.
I like Twilight. I can't help it.
Yeah, the first movie kind of bombed.
I loved it.
I liked the first one, and then I hated the rest.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I watched all of them this summer again. So
did you?
I can't even defend myself.
Yeah. The only time I've watched the first movies, I watched it with commentary. And that was more entertaining than the movie.
Another chick flick are the Bring It On movies.
I think that would get some votes for Channing Tatum alone.
I don't know.
They're all cheering.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was never
a cheerleader. I like half of them. I like some of them, and some not as much as the others. They're just weird. I don't know, though. After the movies, I always thought that I could do some of the flips, so.
It kind of made me want to, like, do gymnastics, but then
again,
I was like,
I'm not flexible.
It made me
think I could do
gymnastics. It made me want to do it in my living room.
I would turn the movie off and be like, okay, time to go cheer.
Yeah. No. I was never a cheerleader.
I did cheering for 1 year of my life and gymnastics for another year of my life.
I can't say that I ever put on a cheer
years
uniform.
Of my life. Yeah, no. It was bad. It was...
So... That just made me think. Mean girls don't, like, they're not cheerleaders. Like,
no.
You think of cheerleaders as, like, the mean people in the school?
Yeah.
Mean girls doesn't have the mean cheerleaders.
Yeah, they're just rich.
They're just rich and mean and offensive. And
cheerleaders and mean girls.
No.
Ever. Huh.
I mean, don't they go to some sort of sports game at some point? So there's probably like cheerleaders
in the background.
Like they cast as extras as cheerleaders.
When did they go to a sports game?
I don't think.
I thought they went to like a basketball game or something. To like, because the boyfriend plays some sort of sport. I thought.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's been a while since
I've
seen
them. The only thing I remember is them dancing to Santa Baby. And then, they do the math triathlon thing.
Yeah, they do the math
The math people. And then they win that. But I don't think they have cheerleaders for that.
See, yeah, like, I don't know. I watched that movie again. I'm like, it just seems so, like, they seem so dumb, like, immature. Yeah. Like, the people in there, they're like, oh, well, you know, I have to date this guy, and I have to do this. And I'm like,
we wear pink on Wednesdays.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Your own life choices. Yeah. You can't sit with us.
It's so dumb. Like, it's very, like, we have all these rules, but they're social rules, and we're not going to tell you what they are, but you have to know them and follow them anyway.
I feel like that's what it's like for people with social anxiety and certain conditions, though.
Yeah.
No, but people aren't that mean. Like,
maybe not that mean, but, like, have certain social rules that you're expected to know, and then you just don't know, because there's still ones I don't understand.
But they had dumb social rules, like you have to wear pink on certain days, and you have to lose this much weight. And
you can only wear your hair up so many days a week. And
you can't sit with us if you do that. Like,
yeah.
That's so, like, it's so weird. It's so, like, the movie, like, I don't know. I think it just brings me down. I'm like, you know, just be happy.
Be happy. Find your man.
Just be happy.
Do well your job.
Find someone super attractive, you know. Do really good at your job. That's kind of what I want from life.
All right, well, we've had a good run, but I think it's about time to wrap up. So, any last-minute thoughts? We'll start with you, Johnny. You went first.
Like I said, all of these movies are targeted at different, like, sub-demographics of women. Because, like, not all rom-coms are directed towards the same type of people. If we truly want to look at the best, it would probably be how many, like, people have been reached by it. So narrowing it down to the best in its genre may not be the best way to differentiate. Because, like I said, there's many different subgenres that they're targeted to for many different things women want in their lives.
Okay. I'm forgetting what went second. I think it was Nikki.
I'll go. Yeah. So, I don't know. I think Mean Girls is the best just because, first of all, Titanic's just really slow and super long, and I'm sorry, I can't.
VHS tapes.
It's on DVD now.
And, also, I don't know, I feel like every girl can relate to Mean Girls. Like, every girl has gone through high school and gone through some kind of mean girl kind of drama and crazy guy drama. And I just feel like it's more of a relatable movie for girls, for women.
Solid argument.
Me?
What you? No, the other person in the room, Brenna.
Okay. Final argument.
Denise.
Titanic is depressing. Mean Girls makes me want to cry for other reasons because people are really mean. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I like it. Has everything I want. Basically, no petty drama. No one dies in a ship sinking. And Matthew McConaughey. So, I mean, I think he's the big selling point for this movie because
would that put Magic Mike on the same category?
Yeah.
Don't even pretend to tell me Magic Mike's not a chick flick.
Like, all I'm saying is in the same category.
There was nothing in there for me.
I like my movies happy, and I like to be able to watch them without having to think about them. So, not a lot of drama. So there we go. That's all I got for you.
Well, after careful consideration and listening to you guys rant about everything from palm skis to the actual movies for the past half hour, I'm going to give it to for creativity of argument and overall sort of like you guys talked about this movie the most. I'm going to give it to Nikki for Mean Girls.
Yay.
Boom.
Congrats.
Thanks.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm out. Never doing another Cinema Wars.
Once again, I am Brad Roberts. You'll notice I am not Aaron Eno. That's because he graciously allowed me to host this one. Tune in every Monday at 10 when Cinema Wars airs on WMCO 90.7.
The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta.
Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the best film by legendary director Quentin Tarantino? The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.